Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Do you understand how much power you have within you as a believer in Christ? Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Join me in today's message as Pastor Joel shares the power we have in calling on the name of Jesus.
Have you dedicated your life to Jesus? Can you say you have? Have you turned away from some things that you didn't want to turn away from? Have you left some things, maybe sacrificed some friends? Do you now find yourself curiously alone unless you're at church? That's why we have so many potlucks, because we want to eat around people that love us. So we sort of gravitate toward one another. It's all right. It's all right. I'm giving Pastor Annalisa an excuse right now. But still, we understand that we sacrifice some things. You said to the Lord, "Here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, use me." Huh? Look at Sister Carrie. There she is. She doesn't have to do what she does. You shouldn't have looked at me, Sister Carrie. I had to say that. I hadn't planned on it, but the Lord said, "Then look at her, look at her. Look at all that. How is that? She's already done her thing. She's already lived her life. She's already conquered law and nursing and everything else. And now she's mentoring children. And now she's setting records in the Guinness Book of World Records for powerlifting. Come on now. Looking like that. She doesn't look like she got on green, but she sure don't look like the Hulk to me. She looks like a very small lady with incredible strength. And that strength that she has goes beyond the physical. That's what I want you to know. It's the spiritual strength of Jesus Christ, because she's hooked to the vine. And that's just an example. That's just an example that the Lord has given me right off the cuff. But that she's hooked to the vine. And that's how we have to be. We're saying, "Here am I, Lord. Get your glory now. Use me for your glory, Lord." Whatever that might be. We say, "Here am I, Lord, get your glory now through me." John 14:12. You see, I started talking fast and some. But anyway, 14:12. But Jesus says, we're saying to Jesus, rather, that we are ambassadors for Christ. That's what the Bible says, right? We are ambassadors for Christ, okay? So if that's you, church, then if it is, that means you've got to stand on the product of which you're touting, right? You understand that? Oh, you got to stand on the project, on the product. See, I said project. You have to stand on the product that you're touting without doubting. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. You've seen that on commercials where they said Ford trucks are built Ford tough? Huh? That means that whoever's making that commercial is standing on the strength of that truck, right? We stand behind our trucks. We stand behind our doors, security doors. You know, you can't cut through them, can't knock them in, whatever the case may be, whatever the product is. That means that you stand to proclaim that this product is the best product out there. Well, that's how we are about Jesus. Amen. We stand for Christ, right? We must stand behind his word, all right? Am I right? Okay, you must stand behind the product without doubting. You must stand on the word of God if you are a Christ follower. Can't let fear detract or deter you, okay? You can't let threats. You can't let an uncomfortable situation detract you from doing God's word. You can't let peer pressure because of other young people at school. You can't let that detract you, because you don't want to be left out and you want to just be like the rest of the children. No, you can't do that. Not if you're a true believer in Christ, okay? and you can't take any wooden nickels. You can't settle for less when you've got Jesus. You said, give me Jesus or nothing at all, okay? You won't compromise if you love Jesus and you're standing on the name of Jesus, okay? And the name of Jesus is above all names. So it's above whatever else is out there. That's what we have to understand, all right? That's what this is all about. No doubt about it. There can be no second guessing about the power that's in the name of Jesus. You are basing your life on Jesus now. You said that I am going to follow him all the days of my life. When you came to Christ, you said, I'll make you Lord over my life. Lord, be my Lord and Savior. I'll follow you all the days of my life. That's what I meant when I said it, and that's what I mean now. Now, I'll tell you, some things are going to come up where it's going to challenge you. You're going to say, I didn't mean that. The Lord's going to say, I did. Okay? Some things are going to come up. Lord, are you really telling me to go there? I'm not asking you. Did you say you were going to follow me? Okay, well, I'm asking you, will you go? If not you, who? These are the kind of conversations that the Lord gives us. And I always have to say, well, there's no sense in me trying to negotiate this, is there, Lord, because you know the answer. And if you're telling me to go, okay, I'll go. All right. We have to learn to do what the Lord wants us to do. No doubt about it. No second guessing. You've heard me say this over and over again. Serving the Lord is like skydiving daily. Each day you might be asked to jump. Okay. You've got to be willing to jump when the Lord says jump out of that plane. All right. All the while knowing that God is your parachute. Amen. God is the parachute that's strapped to you, or you're strapped to him. Remember John 15:4, Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. Well, church, you got to visualize being hooked up and hooked on to and hooked in Jesus. All right? That's what you got to look at. Like a skydiver and his parachute. All right? Believing that your chute will open up when the time comes. Jesus is going to open up for you. He's already opened up to you. Now he's going to open up for you. And he's going to keep you from falling if you use the parachute. Does that make sense? That's what he's giving me. He's going to give you miraculous power at your disposal, and blessings are going to come to you. That's what Jesus gives you if you will just jump when I say jump. Move when I say move. Stand still when I say stand still. This is the power that's in Jesus Christ. Now, that Pastor, tell us again what Hebrews 11:6 says. Read this for us, please.
Hebrews 11:6 tells us, but without faith.
Ah, faith.
But without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Mm-hmm.
But without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
All right, without faith in, it's impossible to please him. You know, we're there talking about God is capitalized. It's impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is God, right? And that he is a what? Rewarder of those who diligently seek him. That means to look for him without exhaustion, until you're exhausted, diligently. Like you got a planned purpose to find God and commune with him. That's what that's talking about. Now, Pastor, I hate to keep you standing up and down, but give me Mark 16:17-18. Good. But that's good for the legs. Mark 16:17-18.
He who believes and is baptized will be saved.
Mm-hmm.
But he who does not believe will be condemned. And verse 17, should I go there? Yes, the 18.
17, 18, that's what I asked for, 17.
And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover.
Oh, wow. Okay, did you all get that? Thank you, Pastor. Oh, so this is what he's saying, all right? And it makes perfect sense. I started with 17. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. Again, we're talking about believing. That's that action word. He says, in my name, they'll cast out demons. They'll speak with new tongues. Okay, they'll take up serpents. That means that something may bite you like it did Paul. And guess what? God's will, you'll recover. You'll keep right on stepping. Okay? They'll drink, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means harm them. Some of you will get diseases. Some things come on you, you don't even know it. We have been to India. The doctor told me I had H. pylori. I didn't even know I had it. I had HPV. I didn't know. It just came up in on a blood test almost, I don't know, 7 years later. We knew that Annalisa had gotten something from maybe the water over there, but they had knocked hers out as soon as we got back. Here I am running around, running laps and eating and drinking and in the Lord, so busy trying to find the word that I didn't know that I, it wasn't until about 5 or 6, 7 years later that I, on a routine test, they say, hey, we see H. pylori in you. I said, what's that? So you feel, I feel great. I don't know. But I know that the Lord covers me. And I know I'm not leaving anywhere until the Lord says go. I know that much. And they gave me some antibiotics, enough to knock a horse down. And 5 days later, that was it. And they said, it's gone. But I praise God that I know Jesus. And I praise God that say, whatever it comes on you, you're looking through that thing to Jesus Christ. And it says right here in the word that if you drink anything deadly, any deadly water from another country, anything else that come on to you, or somebody slip you a Mickey or anything else, guess what? Jesus says, I'm going to take care of mine, okay? And I believe on this that it will by no means hurt you, harm you. It says, and they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Well, I'm here to tell you that everything he says in these two little scriptures right here has happened in our lives. And I expect them to continue to happen because we believe in the name that's above every name, and that name is Jesus. Everything that's happened in this word of God, and we need to expect it. We need to expect it. Amen. It says, this is, yeah, it says, look here. Another thing people say, well, you know, and I've heard some people, and I've heard some men of God, and I appreciate them, and they said, well, you know, signs and wonders, you don't look for signs and wonders. No, I don't look for them. No, I don't look for miracles to happen. I expect them to happen. I don't, not like I'm going around looking for, Jesus, would you send me a miracle for me to believe in you? No. It says, these signs shall follow those who believe. They're going to follow you whether you like it or not. Now, when you're walking down the street at night and you're going, who's that behind me? I just feel like somebody behind me. Blessings. Resolve. Strength, like you wouldn't believe, is following you. Huh? This is what he's talking about. He said they follow you. Why? Not because you're so pretty. Y'all pretty and everything. But they said they're not following you for that reason because you're so handsome or you're so nice. It said because you believe in the name that's above all names. You're a believer in Christ Jesus, huh? It'll manifest itself, Pastor keeps saying. She said it 3 times, so maybe I need to say it. It'll manifest itself. I got it, Pastor. Thank you. Okay, and this is what it said. We don't forsake people. Miraculous events shall follow you. That's what Jesus said. So am I to believe that he's just talking? No. He's already showed me that. He's already taken me on, put me out front. He's already put me out there on the job training and when I didn't know the Bible. He already put me out there in the midst of trouble, okay, before I became a pastor. So I know this word is true. And we all need to embrace this because it's a blessing from the Lord. This is the gospel in proper context. I've shared the modern day experiences. I'm not going to go into that this time, what happened to Annalisa and I. And we expect it to happen, and we expect it to continue to happen according to God's word. Okay, that's the way it is. And So these signs shall follow those who believe. And does that mean you go looking for supernatural events to happen to you? No. Not every place at every time. No, you don't look for that. Okay? It doesn't mean that. But it means that you expect the Lord Jesus, his power, to avail itself to you should you call on the name of Jesus. You expect him to answer up should you call on the name of Jesus. Watch out. Okay? If that you expect it to happen, okay? In Deuteronomy 28:2, the word says that these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. That means that the blessing is going to jump all on your back. You're going to be weighted down with blessings if you're walking with Jesus. You're going to be weighted down with stuff. It's going to come on your back. Can I use you again, Sister Carrie? Sister Carrie was sick. You know she was sick. She was in the hospital. Poor thing, they had on all kinds of antibiotics. She's in the hospital before we could even call her up. She's out setting some record somewhere. I said, Sister Carrie, at least, well, I'm going to send her a text. But she says she's out of town and she's at this weightlifting symposium. So how did this happen? Because you're down but not out. Because Jesus says, I'm going to lift you up. Because you're his vessel, because he's going to use you for his glory. Okay? And that's what this is talking about. What's so hard to understand about that? It makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense. You know your children are being blessed. You know your families are being blessed. You know what you've been through and the Lord is still pulling you through that, don't we? Okay, all right. We don't have to go into detail about that. But, okay, now watch this. Let's look at this. Look. Jesus wants you to know that these blessings come upon you and overtake you. Why? Because you obey the voice of the Lord your God and everything that's involved with him. Pastor, take us to Psalm 91. Let's go to Psalm 91, 14 and 15, please. We won't read the whole thing. That's one of my favorite psalms. But let's go to Psalm 91, verse 14 to 15. We'll just use those two little parts of it.
Psalms 91, verses 14 and 15 tells us, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him up high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him.
All right, now. Come on now. Thank you, Pastor. See, these verses are speaking of what? A relationship. They're speaking of a relationship with the Lord that is obviously based on love, trust, faith, and believing. You see that right there. The Lord is saying in this verse, look what he said. He says, because he has set his love upon me. Doggone it. He didn't say doggone it. I said doggone it. Let me get that straight. He said, therefore, I will deliver him. That means when you set your love on Jesus, he says, you got bank. I'm going to deliver you. He says, not only that, but I'm going to set you on high, not up high, on high. I'm going to set you on high. You know what? Because you've known my name. You know me. You know how I am. You know how we react together. You know the love. You know what I did for you. You know that I won't let you down. You know I loved you enough to send my only begotten son to die for you. You know my name. You know the power in my name. You know the grace and the patience and the faith that comes with my name. You know that. That's what he's saying. He said, you call upon me and I'm going to answer you. And this is the one that I like. This is the one that I like. He said, I'm going to be with you in trouble. I'll be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and I'm going to honor you. Come on now. You can't get your family to honor you. They'll deliver you. They'll deliver you out the house. That's what they'll deliver you. Deliver some bad news to you. But Jesus, the creator of the world, he says, I'm going to be with you in trouble. That means if you're in trouble, does that mean Jesus is in trouble? No, that means you ain't in trouble. That's what he's saying. I can't say Jesus is in trouble. It sounds like it. He said, I'll be with you in trouble. What he means is that I'm going to step into your trouble so that you will no longer be in trouble. If you're in trouble, guess what? I'm coming in, so you're going to be out of trouble soon. Does that make sense? Huh? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, that makes sense to me. I read this word. I said, what's he talking about? Oh, I like that one, Lord. He said, I'm going to deliver you and honor you. Oh, boy, I got me breathing hard now. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I want to hear. This is the word of God. That's why I'm with Jesus. He's with us in our troubles. He's with you in your weakest moment. He's with you when you're not believing strong enough that he says, I'm with you. I'm going to pull you up. I'm going to give you a word. I'm going to strengthen you, fortify you, set you up on solid ground, back on your feet. I'm with you. Huh? That's what Jesus is talking about. Devil don't want us to know that. The devil doesn't want you to believe in that. He just wants you to watch Fox TV and CNN and just get all messed up. But Jesus is saying, don't worry about it. You just keep your eyes on me. I ain't telling no story. Tell me if you think I'm lying. Let me know. Okay? He says, I'm going to step in and get you out of trouble. Huh? Said, well, where'd he do that? Well, I'll tell you something. I know three young fellas in the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Huh? I remember that. And I remember they were thrown into the fiery furnace. And I remember that goose was cooked. Okay? The heat was on high. And I remember that. And did the Lord not jump into their trouble? And they were no longer in trouble? Huh? They were no longer. And the man that put them in trouble said, I don't understand. I put in three, but I see four folks walking around, and one looked like the Son of God. That's because Jesus stepped into the trouble and said, you're no longer in trouble. You see that Psalm 91, verse 15, in that book right there in the book of Daniel. So, you see what I'm saying? This is what Jesus does. Huh? Jumped into the furnace. Who else gonna jump in the furnace to pull you out? They might hand you a pole. They might say, call the fire department. Who else gonna jump in the pool? Who gonna do that? Come on, y'all. Showed up and showed out, didn't he? Yes, he did. He says, I'll be with you in trouble. I'm sure he could have stayed on the outside and said, fire don't burn. And just walked around, walked around the outside, but he wouldn't have been with them in trouble. Not really with them in trouble. See, we serve a Savior who is not afraid to get in the mix with you, jump in the mud with you, jump in your addiction with you. Huh? Jump in your hatred with you, huh? And pull you out of that thing. He ain't gonna just stand back and tell you don't do it. He gonna jump in there with you, huh? That's what he does. He jumps in there with you. He says, I'm pulling you out. I want you to know that I was with you, not just among you. We gotta see that. Jumped in with him. Then he says, I'm gonna honor you and deliver you.
Praise God. Jesus said, surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age. Amen. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the conclusion of Calling on the Name of Jesus. Until next time.